This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. Welcome to another exciting hour of power with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the Saving the Investor radio broadcast. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and this is where we help you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be successful and retire with confidence and peace of mind, you need a financial coach on your side, and that person is Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie is available to meet with you and examine your portfolio from the inside out. He has two beautiful offices, Fort Myers or Naples, whichever is more convenient for you. And he will examine your portfolio, expose all the hidden fees in there. He's going to tell you if you have enough money to last your lifetime. He's also going to really answer a question you should be asking, and will my money outlive me? And that's something that he wants to talk to you about, so that you're positioned properly towards retirement, so that you have confidence in your retirement plan. And if you're not sure about that, this is a great time to get a second opinion and meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie does want to invite you out to a very special dinner this coming Monday evening at 7 p.m. He does have a few seats available. It's at 6:15 p.m. at the beautiful Ruth Chris Steakhouse right in the Coconut Point Mall. And he's going to be there with Craig Wolf. You know him from NBC2 News. He was the anchor there for many years. And they're going to be talking about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And really, they're going to be talking about topics, three steps that you must take to ensure that your money lasts a lifetime, how to have financial confidence in these uncertain economic times, how to reduce your risk and not sacrifice your returns, and how to have a comprehensive written plan. You need to treat your wealth like your health. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155 and see if you qualify for that dinner coming up on Monday evening. Today on this broadcast, we're going to be talking about investor behavior, and emotions are running very, very high now, obviously, in the race to the White House. And really, is this a threat to your portfolio? Is the person that's going to be elected on Tuesday a threat to be your to your portfolio? And the person to answer that is sitting in studio right here, and that's Coach Alfie Townsend. Coach, great to see you this beautiful Saturday morning.
Oh, it's great to be here. And yes, I do have a little laryngitis going on. And
you've been talking a lot.
I've been talking a lot. You know, it's election year. Election, you know, we have a couple more days and then it's over. So a lot of, you know, talking to a lot of clients, doing a lot of speeches, and losing my voice. You know, Trump had me come up and talk and want. No,
that's it. You were in Pennsylvania. Yeah, and, Pennsylvania. I saw your private jet went to Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But hey, I do want to congratulate John. John, you had another grandchild. Tell us a little bit about
a little grandson, Asher Joel, 8 pounds, 2 ounces. My daughter gave birth to our second grandson, and we're just beside ourselves and excited
that's awesome.
Just the family increasing, which means that I need more in my retirement to leave my kids and my grandkids.
A legacy, that's important. And then I asked, well, how many inches was he, Esther? And he said, 29. I said, what? I said, 29, that's pretty, that's a Shaquille O'Neal size. And he looked, he goes, oh, it was 20 inches. I said, yeah.
The zero looked like a nine. So
yeah, that's so funny. But hey, congratulations. And Soto and Chess, that's awesome. Go ahead and start working on another one pretty soon.
I'd say we want the little girl now. That's next.
Absolutely. So yeah, this is an exciting time, John, and for our listeners, because this is really probably the strangest presidential election cycle I've ever witnessed. And I've been, you know, my first president I voted for was Ronald Reagan in 1980. Yeah. I was just graduating high school and I voted for him. I didn't really know anything about politics or anything, but the thing about it is this: every year it seems like it can't get any worse, and this one, everything is coming out. I just never seen so much. And the bottom line, I'm going to just, you know, I do not want to, if Hillary gets in, I'm not going to mince words. We're going to be in court. We're going to be in battle. Nothing's going to get done because of the fact that you know, there's litigation, the FBI and everything else that's going to come out. It will be bad for our country.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess if she gets elected, obviously, and they're pushing real hard. Obviously, the president's out there stopping for her, and pretty much from all indications, all the evidence that's there that's about to come out. I mean, if she is convicted, I mean, basically, Tim Kaine is your president. And if that's something that you need to think about as well.
That's what you're voting for, because the FBI does not just put you on, say we're going to reopen a case if they don't have hard evidence. So there's some things that's going to come out. And I just think people have to make the right choice. And, you know, some people just say, hey, I want nothing to do with Trump because, his mouth, he doesn't know what what's going to come out of it. But on the other hand, he's not being investigated or being in, a possible indictment. And it's just a crazy thing. And I think our country needs a heel and get this election out of the way. And I think it's going to be just fine. So,
well, either way, I mean, obviously, whoever gets elected, it's going to have some type of ramifications, some type of jolt, earthquake towards the markets. And I mean, that's what you want to talk about today. And really, you don't have a crystal ball, but there are indicators and things that will be affected by either candidacy. And let's talk about them, because that's important to obviously your listeners and your investors, because basically you want to be protected. And that's why people really need to review what they have right now, don't you think?
Well, that's true. And you do have to, review on a constant basis and, look at what you have and make sure that your plan is right for you. And, the history that we do have, we have some from 91 to 2002. It was a behavioral study with 60,000 investors. And it was titled A Political Climate, Optimism and Investment Decisions. And what they found that people take greater market risk when their party's in control. So let's talk about that, John. So if you're a Democrat, you're going to take, the Democratic Party is going to take more risk because their party is in control. And the same with Republicans. And that's sort of strange, because I always talk about the market is larger than the presidency. We talk about it all the time. And you can tell that because since 1926, we've had 8 Republicans and 7 Democrats as presidents, and the S&P 500 finished up more than 2/3 of the time of all calendar years. Now, what we have been telling our clients, John, is that volatility is going to be there up until the election day. It's going to, and you've seen it this week. It was a volatile market, the internationals, and the international market is volatile right now this past week because the fact that their money already was on Clinton. And that tells you something. The money was already on Clinton. So now there's some volatility in there because Trump is getting closer to Clinton.
Right.
The poll numbers are closing. So with all that being said, that tells you something that even Wall Street doesn't know. The Brexit vote, they had that wrong too. Wall Street had their money on staying in the EU. And you saw what happened the next day. The market was up when they thought it was, going to be certainty that the Brexit was going to stay in, they were going to stay in the EU. Market was up that Thursday, and then that Friday morning when they woke up, said, man, they voted to move out. The market tanked.
Right.
And it tanked again on Monday and Tuesday, and then it said, reality sets in. So what happens with the market, regardless of if Hillary gets in or Trump gets in, it's going to have an effect immediately, but it's going to rebound. It's going to rebound. But when we talk about rebound, John, we want to talk about also, why does our portfolio seem to rebound better than a lot of the people that bring their portfolios in? Is because of rebalancing, the aggressive rebalancing that goes on with our portfolios, and they're buying what's going down. And so when it does start to rebound, you own more of what went down. So that's a great thing.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So we can talk a little bit, John. We'll talk about, so what happens typically if a Clinton presidency would happen? Most likely, the likelihood would be a positive for hospital stocks. Okay. Well, you got Obamacare. We can talk about Obamacare. That's a big, big issue right now because Obamacare's premiums are going up. I had a client that came in the office this week, and his premium in Florida, I ran into him at the, and he had a pre-existing condition. I ran into him at a restaurant, and he says, Alfie, it said it was only going to go up like 20, you know, Florida was one of the lower states of increasing.
Right.
You saw all the other states.
He has people pulling out too. I think
he has Obamacare. Well, it went up 100%, his 100%. So when people start getting these premium notices, I think they're, you know, sometimes you vote from your pocketbook, and that's a big vote right there, because people can't afford their hospitalization. And then for it to go up a 50%, 20%, another 100%, they need to change that.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of October surprises, obviously, and November surprises. So, you know, Obamacare is definitely something that can take a lot of your disposable income or your investment income, and that's why you need a financial coach on your side. Give Alfie a call, 561-1155, 561-1155. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. If you are retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Let Alfie Townsend take a look at what you currently have in your portfolio and make sure that you're heading towards a retirement future with peace of mind. He can take a look at that and make recommendations that are beneficial to you. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. He'll tell you if you do have enough money to make your income last. Also, too, want to invite you out to a very special dinner this coming Monday evening, November 7th at 6:15 p.m. at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse. To qualify, you need to give him a call because he only has a few seats available. 561-1155. He's going to be there with Craig Wolf, and they're going to be talking about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. Going to be a great night out, a great dinner. Obviously, you're going to get a great meal. And he's going to talk about three steps that you must take to ensure that your money lasts a lifetime. 561-1155. And before the break, we were talking with the coach about Obamacare. And obviously, people are getting sticker shock. And obviously, they're not going to be able to pay for it. So they're going to have to take the penalties, which is really a tax. So either way, people are getting hit with more expenses than they were factoring in. And that does have ramifications, obviously, on their retirement, because obviously if they can't put that money into a retirement plan, then their future is going to be somewhat muddled, isn't it?
It is. You know, more, you know, if you have, that's one thing, if you can reduce those premiums, John, that means that's more money in your pocket. That's more money you can spend. That's more money you can, you know, save for retirement. So it is going to have a big, and it affects these small businesses. That's what it affects, because a lot of people, they might have their group insurance and stuff, and that's going to be affected too because they're increasing. And, you know, the whole insurance industry, I started in the insurance industry back in 1983. I started with health insurance. And like I said, I've said on the show before that pre-existing condition was always something that I always felt that I felt bad for these clients that I could not insure because they had a heart attack, or they had cancer, they had something that prevented them from getting their health insurance. But with all the new, insurances that's supposed to be coming out, with the competition among the states and everything, that would be one of the things that would be covered. Pre-existing conditions would be covered, open enrollment and stuff. But if we can get those premiums down and open the market, that's what's problem right now. There was a few companies. Now there's only like, it's down to almost one or two, with Obamacare, so they can't, and all of them are losing money. So what it, obviously they want it to go down to zero, so they can say, okay, we have to take over and put it under Medicaid. And then it's a, you know, one system at that point. And that's what really Canada is. And I know people from Canada, John, they come over here when they want major surgery.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want the same thing. Yeah. You know, so let's talk about volatility, John. There's, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we have a story. I'm going to tell you a little story about Rob and Sharon about volatility that, you know, they came in. You know, they were retiring and they didn't know if they were properly protected. So, you know, these are two of my favorite clients, and I have a lot of favorite clients, but I just remember them. They came back, they came to us to see us in about, it was like 2013. And their biggest concern, their main concern that was on their mind was a repeat of 2008. And it was like 5 years after the financial crisis, and people, they were still worried about what would happen to their retirement plan if that happened again.
Right.
You know, and so at that time, you know, these clients, they came in, they said, you know, we'd like to have that financial MRI. And that's what they did. We did a financial MRI. And what they wanted to find out was what was going on inside their portfolios. And we found out that they were overexposed in the stock market, you know, in one asset class. They were, a lot of it was, that's why it went down so much. You know, they had this thing even in 2000, and they were heavy in the S&P 500. So during the meeting, you know, Rob turned to me and said, I'll never forget this. He said, Alfie, I made my money once and I don't want to have to make it again. So what, you know, so what we did is we looked at what they had and we put really a true retirement plan in place for them, you know, because they did not want to have to worry of another 2008. Now, a lot of you out there might have the same fears. So, you know, is your portfolio, is it too volatile right now? What, you know, is what happens if the market tanks? Do you know your numbers? Do you know how low it can go? And that's the thing that you need to find out. Or am I paying too much in fees? Fees will rob you of your returns. Will I run out of money? These are things, the same concerns that Rob and Sharon had. So I want to invite you to give us a call and schedule a no-cost obligation meet and greet session. That's right. It's meet and greet. You come in, you sit down with me, we'll have a conversation. And really in that conversation, it's all about you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about your goals, your concerns. And this will take, it's not going to take no more than an hour. And what we're going to do an income assessment to determine if you have enough income to fulfill your retirement dreams. We're going to run a risk analysis. We're going to talk about our financial MRI process, how it can potentially help you. Okay, so we're going to do a lot of things for you. And this is for, you know, this takes a lot of time. So if you're one of the first 10 callers today, we're offering that 1 hour meet and greet session. And there's a no cost obligation. Like I said before, all you have to do is call 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You know, saving money is one thing, but making it last the rest of your life is another. So if you don't have a retirement plan, what we'll do, we'll sit down, our team will look at what you have, and we can get you started. Now, if you already have a plan, that's okay too. If you have a plan, we're going to make sure that your plan is good. So what we call it is, you know, we're going to validate your plan. So if you want to discover, you know, are you taking too much risk? Am I paying too much in fees? This is a great opportunity for you to come in and meet me, sit down, have that meet and greet session. But don't wait too long because there's only 10 spots available. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
All right, that's a great opportunity to sit down and meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Great meet and greet. It'll be very beneficial for you, very advantageous for you. And he's available in Fort Myers or Naples. Give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Trey Rado, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You've heard him on the air before. He's with Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, I wanted to start today with retirement. You know, as I look to my future, really, it's not all about just saving and hoarding as much money you can, is it? It's about planning, right?
You're right, Trey. There's two parts of planning. You have the accumulation phase, that's when you're working. And then you have the harvesting phase. That means you have to take money from the money that you saved. And that's the critical part of retirement. That's what we do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We will put a written income plan in place for you.
And this is a great point. So if you're getting near retirement, even if you're a young professional like myself, if you're looking toward the future, call Alfie Townsend today. Even if you are retired, he can help you. He's a certified financial planner. He's got offices in Fort Myers and Naples. Alfie Townsend, give him a call today. 561-1155. 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on saving the investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You don't want to be like Rob, who met with Alfie and said, I've made my money already and I don't want to have to make it again. Please sit down with Alfie in one of his two offices, Fort Myers or Naples, where he will do a meet and greet with you, make an assessment of your current plan. And even if you're on track, he's going to be the one to tell you and validate your portfolio and tell you you're on the right track towards retirement. And he's going to be able to answer the questions that are on your mind. Also, too, want to invite you out to a very special dinner this coming Monday evening, November 7th, right before the election at 6:15 p.m. at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Coconut Point Mall. You're going to get a great meal, but more than that, you're going to get great information that's going to help you understand the complexity of portfolios, because Alfie will be there with Craig Wolf, and you know him from NBC2 News. He hosted there for many, many years, and they're going to be talking about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs and topics that are going to be discussed. There are three steps you must take to ensure that your money lasts your lifetime. And that's probably the most important thing. When you hire Coach Alfie Townsend to be on your team and be on your side, his goal and his job is to keep you retired. And he's going to do that through the information that he's going to impart to you, especially at that seminar. Give Alfie a call. See if you qualify for that. See if there's seats open. There's only a couple of spots open for that. 561-1155. And before the break, Coach was talking about that meeting that he had with Rob, and it's very interesting. You know, a lot of people probably are thinking that, especially towards retirement and towards an uncertain election year where things are just absolutely crazy out there. A lot of people are probably thinking, my God, I made all this money. I don't want to have to make some of that money again. Do I have enough to last me? A lot of people are probably walking on eggshells right now, Coach. And how do we bring peace of mind to the table? Because basically emotions really and their instincts can become their enemy. You know, human instincts to avoid pain and pursue pleasure are among your worst enemies when investing. They cause you to buy and sell low and forsake diversification. And that's coming out of your book, you know, The Filthy Lies My Broker Never Taught Me. So that's something that's very imperative, especially in this season.
Yeah, it is, because right now we have never been more in between. You know, we have two candidates that are fighting against each other, and the country's fighting against each other. We have family members that are not talking to each other because they're it's so strong. Their emotions are so strong. Well, just think, when it comes to investing, it's the same thing. And a lot of people, you know, with the Dalbar research, we find out, John, that they're taking so much unnecessary risk, because, like we had talked about, if Republicans get in, it's heavy Republican investing, and then the Democrats are buying and selling, and the vice versa with that. So what you have to do is get in. Now, I'm going to talk about this Ruth Chris real quick, because this is our last one of the year. So it's going to get filled up. So again, we're at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Craig and I, we're going to be talking about the election the next day. We're going to be talking about what will most likely happen, you know, with taking our knowledge and taking our you know, with all the research that we're finding out. It's going to be a great time. See if you qualify. You need to call fast, though, because we only have limited seats available. Again, you want to give us a call. You know, the story I told about Rob and Sharon is very important, because they were concerned that they didn't want another 2008 to happen again. So with their portfolio, so they were concerned about that. And what we did is we did what we call that financial MRI. We talk about that all the time, and it finds out what they're holding, you know, what their asset allocation is, what their risk is. And, you know, we were able to reduce their volatility drastically for, and not sacrifice their return because they were taking unnecessary risk. So it's important to take advantage of this opportunity. First 10 callers, we'll put that plan in place for you.
That's it, 561-1155, 561-1155. Alfie is a keynote speaker, and he's a financial contributor. And one thing that he warns about is that we live in a time of uncertainty, and it's time for you to take control of your financial well-being. You need to treat your wealth like your health. You need to be your own doctor in the sense that you want to get a second opinion, and you want to be able to have a second set of eyes upon your portfolio. And the person that you should be calling is Southwest Florida's financial planner, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down and meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Be one of those first 10 callers today and make an appointment for your meet and greet with him, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside there. He's going to tell you if you're taking too much risk for the amount of return that you're getting. He's going to uncover a lot of things that you might not notice in your quarterly prospectus that comes out, and he's going to answer a question you should be asking: will my income last? 561-1155, or go to the website savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget
to
visit our website,
savingtheinvestor.com.
Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. Can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. As always, the phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you are retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion, a second set of eyes. You want to treat your wealth exactly like your health. Meet with Coach Alfie Townsend. He'll have a one-hour meet and greet with you in Fort Myers or Naples and discuss your current situation, your current portfolio. And he's going to make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial to you and prudent well into your retirement years. He's going to expose all the hidden fees there and answer a question you should be asking: will my income last? 561-1155. Alfie also wants to invite you out to the last dinner of the year this coming Monday evening, November 7th at 6:15 p.m. This is going to be the last one he does until 2017, and it's at the beautiful Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Coconut Point Mall. You're going to get an excellent dinner, but more than that, you're going to get great information. He's there with Craig Wolf. You know him. He used to be the anchor for NBC2 News, and they're going to be discussing how the world affairs affect your financial affairs, and one of the main topics they're going to discuss that you should be asking is really, what steps can you take? And he's going to give you three steps that you must take to ensure that your money lasts a lifetime. 561-1155. See if you qualify for that. And we're talking today about emotions running high, obviously, with the election coming up next week, and obviously the race for the White House and investor behavior and how that affects you. And Alfie talked about one of his clients, Bob and Sharon, who basically sat down and talked to him about the fact that they didn't want to have to make their money again. And really, that could be a concern for many of you that are listening today, because obviously we don't know what the markets are going to do. We would hope that they would go up all the time and continue to increase. But if there is a sudden correction or a downturn that's unforeseen because of what's going to take place in the days ahead politically, you need to really check their portfolio and examine it to make sure that they are stress tested enough to withstand that onslaught, aren't you?
You're right, John. And we talk about volatility. And when I at the workshop, I'll say, hey, who likes volatility in here? Everyone puts their hands up. We hate it. No one puts their hands up. But when, you know, if I say now, but you do like up volatility, because right, the market can be up volatile too, and they like that. But the thing about it is volatility is opportunity. Volatility equals opportunity. But if you're taking too much volatility, your opportunity goes down. Okay, let me repeat what I just said. If you're taking too much volatility, your opportunity goes down. So that's why, what, you know, we talk about that financial MRI all the time, because the fact that it measures your volatility, and that's called standard deviation. We talk about it, but you know, you have to understand volatility is could be your friend as long as you're not taking unnecessary risks. Now, we were talking in the first half about a couple things, you know, in a Clinton presidency, what it would look like, you know, some of the sectors that would do good. You know, so we said the hospital stocks would probably do good. It could depress the pharmaceutical markets, the biotech stocks. Alternative energy is a clear winner. If Clinton gets in, they do like that. Solar panels, which, you know, we talk about solar panels and you know, there's a big thing right now with Florida about the solar panel vote. And, you know, it sounds like a good thing, but, you know, do your research to see if it is something good or not. And then also the coal would probably be the worst thing for that. Banks are a question mark because there's a lot of tough talk about the banks, you know, if Clinton would be regulating them in an environment that's, you know, if you think about the, do we need more regulations in the bank? We might, but again, the banks and Clinton are pretty close. So I don't know how effective that would be. Now, what would happen? What would happen if a Trump presidency would win? You would have a couple things, you know, some of the things that would probably, some of the sectors. Now, remember, Clinton would have healthcare that would probably do good. The hospitals would do good. But with a Trump presidency, you would have defense contractors would do good because we got to build our military up. You have energy drillers. You know, they're going to start drilling so we can be dependent on our energy. You have pipelines would do good. Food producers, gold miners, biotech, construction firms, regional banks and credit card companies. Some of the big losers could be, you know, the big banks and potentially, you know, industrials and exporters, you know, because Trump is always talking about an excise tax on things. Like if a U.S. company goes overseas, they're going to say, listen, you're going to bring your products back over. You're going to pay extra taxes on them. So there's a lot of things that could that would happen, but you have to weigh it out. What would do better? I just feel myself as a certified financial planner that we need a change because that deficit, I'm worried about that $20 trillion deficit, but we can get that down. It's not too late. We can get that down. We have, you know, GDP is good. We can get that up. If we can get that up, and it's been pretty, you know, 1%. It's not that much. If we
in 8 years, he's one of the worst as far as growth.
Yeah, so if we can get that up and get people back to work and bring that money back in from overseas and tax it at a 10 or 15% instead of a 35% corporate tax, I think there's a lot of opportunity out there to make the stock market up. You know, people say, is the stock market too high? Well, we don't know. We don't know how. There's no limit on how high it can go. It's at 18,000 now. You know, the Dow, you know, can it get higher? I would think it can, you know, because I think there's people, there's fund managers sitting on the sideline right now. And this last week is indication that, you know, they're waiting. They're waiting.
Yeah, well, you're going to have obviously the election on Tuesday, and then the Fed's talking about raising the interest rates again. So obviously Wall Street is sitting on eggshells. And that's why you want a financial coach on your side to make sure that you're invested properly and that you're heading towards retirement on the course that you desire. And the person that's going to help you do that is Coach Alfie Townsend. Give him a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. Set up a time to meet and greet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here, but you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor. That's Saturday mornings at 9 right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And to set up your one-hour meet and greet with Coach Townsend in Fort Myers or Naples, give him a call and he'll sit down with you and examine your portfolio from the inside out. You need to treat your wealth like your health. You need a second opinion. Alfie will expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio that could be eating up your returns each and every year. He's going to make sure you're diversified properly, that you're allocated properly, that you're rebalancing correctly throughout the year. And he's going to answer a question you should be asking: will my income last? 561-1155. He has availability for 10 people next week to sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. And he also has a dinner coming up on Monday evening. It's a workshop at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Monday, November 7th at 6:15 p.m. He has a few seats available for that. To see if you qualify for that, give him a call at 561-1155. It's how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And this is the last one of the year, Coach. You've done a lot of these throughout the years with this year, actually, as well, with Craig Wolf. And it's been very beneficial because the people that come out to that really get some great ideas and strategies, which is what they're not thinking about. A lot of people don't have a strategy or a plan, and yet they want to arrive at a destination. It just doesn't work that way, does it?
Yeah, what's nice about our workshop, and this is from the audience, people telling me when I walk around and meet them afterwards, they say, you know what, I've been to many workshops, but this is one that's a little bit different because you're not, selling products or trying to persuade someone to get an appointment to show them an annuity or something like that. What we're doing at this workshop is we're talking about solutions. We're talking about, what ifs, or the what ifs, and, what happens if, the Republicans get in. What happens if the Democrats get in? What if we lose the House, if we lose the Senate? It's a lot of different things. But the main thing, John, if you have a true plan in place, the bottom line is if you have a plan in place, you're going to be just fine. We're going to go through ebb and flows, the ups and downs of the market, of the with portfolios. I'm not saying our portfolios don't experience losses. They do. But the main thing is that you don't want to take unnecessary losses through true diversification. And people say, oh, I'm diversified. And they come in, they have a bunch of companies, but they're the same asset class. They're 40, 50%, sometimes 70% of the S&P 500, which, hey, those are great companies. But you know what? The S&P 500, that's the S&P and that's the Dow Jones. Dow Jones, there's 30 companies there. But the S&P 500 is, and a lot of people buy an index. And the thing about it is this: when you buy an index, you're not buying 500 companies. There's only 200 to 300 companies in that index.
Hmm.
You think you're buying all of them, but you're not. So the thing about it is, like we talked about, I'm going to reiterate our story with Rob and Sharon, because this, their concern was volatility. They came in back in 2013. And their big concerns, I want to reiterate this, on their minds was they did not want to have a repeat of 2008. And, I look at 2008 was bad, but 2000, 2001, 2002 was even just as bad or worse. It just took 3 years. And what happened in 2000? We had a recession, we had 9/11, and then we had corporate scandal. In those 3 years, if you just had the S&P 500, you were down 43% to 46%.
Wow.
A lot.
That's half.
And in 08, you were down about the same. So just think, in 10 years, that one asset class, I'm gonna talk about this. This is important, John. If you're heavy in dividend paying stocks, these are S&P 500, and most people are. That's why you come in and we do that financial MRI. We're going to talk about that. But if you were in it from 2000 to 2010, how would you like to be in a portfolio that's mostly S&P 500 companies? And that's where most people are after I show them what they have. In those 10 years, John, you had a time in 3 years that it lost 46%, and then another time. So in 4 of the 10 years, it lost 46, almost 80%.
Crazy.
80%.
And so, people were jumping ship too, weren't they, at that time?
Yeah, that's why you have to have true diversification. You have to own internationals. You have to have some short-term intermediate bonds in there to offset the volatility. You have to have some short, small cap, large cap, micro cap. You have to own the market because returns come from the market. It doesn't come from one asset class. Okay, so let's go back to our clients, Rob and Sharon, that came in 2013. That was concerned about volatility, and they didn't want to. And it was a full 5 years after the financial crisis. They were worried. So what they did is they said, Alfie, I made my money once. I don't want to have to make it again. So what we did was we did what we were talking about, what we're talking about now, this financial MRI, and we put that financial MRI together, and we ended up putting them in a portfolio that made more sense for them, but not just a portfolio. We put together an income plan. We put together a financial plan. As a certified financial planner, that's what we do. We plan. We plan not just for portfolios, we plan for income. And a lot of people, John, they do not understand how to create income in a low interest rate environment. This is very hard to do. It's when interest rates are 5 and 6%, it's easy to create income. But when they're historically low like this, you have to be careful not to run out of money. And a lot of planners are running out of money with the plan that they have for their clients because they do not understand the fundamentals about how to take income and where to take income. So again, if you have some concerns, if you want to, to have a review like Rob and Sharon did, give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And what you're going to get with that review, we're going to meet and greet. It takes about an hour. We're going to sit down, but we're going to review what you currently have. So we do what we call the income assessment to determine if you have enough income to fulfill your retirement dreams. We're also going to run a risk analysis. We're going to talk about how our financial MRI process could potentially help you. Now, I say this is that we can't help everybody that comes in here.
Right.
That, so if you give us a call, it doesn't mean we're going to help you. It means that we're going to see if we're a good fit because you might be in. That's the other thing. You might have a plan that's just fine. So we're going to validate your plan. Let me explain that. Isn't it nice to have your plan validated, to have someone else look at it and say, you know what? You're doing just fine. Your advisor's doing just fine. Or you're doing just fine. I wanted to tell a story. This reminds me, John. This is good because there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there.
Oh, yeah. DIYs.
Yeah, a lot of do-it-yourselfers. And the do-it-yourselfers, you have to ask yourself two questions. How are you doing, number one? And can your spouse do the same thing that you're doing? So those are the two questions. But let me tell you how do-it-yourselfers can cost you more money, because if we can squeak out more returns and you don't mind paying. So if we can show you, hey, this is what we've done in the past, this is why we go this way, then you might say, you know what? That makes sense. But do-it-yourselfer. I was a do-it-yourselfer this week. My wife says, hey, Alfie, our toilets has been running, leaking in the back there. I said, well, let me take a look at it.
Yeah, like you have,
Yeah, right? So I took a look at it. I took the top off, and I sat on the seat facing the wall, took the top off, put it on my lap. I'm looking back there. I said, hon, roll up my sleeve. So she rolls up my sleeve. Now, I'm about to go to work, so I have my dress shirt on. So she undoes it, rolls it up. I stick my hand down there. I try to tighten everything, and everything felt tight.
Chain was on and everything.
Yeah, everything looked good. So what I did was I went to put the top back, and it slipped out of my hand, hit the back of the tank, cut it,
busted it.
Water's gushing out everywhere. I'm like flushing the toilet, getting the water out. Now we have to call a plumber.
Yeah, now
call the plumber.
$5 thing was
$600.
Yeah,
$600 it cost me.
Right.
Still not fixed because it's hard to get a plumber because that toilet that we had that we built in 2008 discontinues, and now we're hunting one down. So I'm just telling you, sometimes that do-it-yourselfers doesn't work.
No, you think you're going to save and you wind up paying more in the long run.
And I've done that so many times, with just things that I'm trying to fix because I think I can fix it. But when it comes to a portfolio, leave it to the experts. That's why we have third-party money managers. It's even too complicated for me, But with the buying power that we have, John, with our family of clients that we have invested, we're able to do institutional investing and get you that price that is better than you can even imagine getting. You would have to get sometimes, you would, the pricing that we get in some of the managers that we use, John, you would have to have $10 million to go to this manager and say, do what, you know, do this, what we can do for you for, you know, what your portfolio is, what's in your portfolio.
That's why you want Southwest Florida's financial planner on your side. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. 561-1155. Treat your wealth like your health. He'll give you a second opinion. And if you're on the right track, it's always great to have it validated and someone say, you know what, you're doing a great job. It's moving forward in the right direction. And that will give you more confidence that you are secure in your investment philosophy. But if not, he's going to tell you that as well. 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Troy Radel, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie, you know, here in Southwest Florida, this is the place to retire, but a huge concern is how long can you live off your savings? How do you address that? Is it really all about preparation?
This is a very important part because if you start taking money out during a down market, that's called reverse dollar cost averaging, and that can be devastating. So you have to make sure that your portfolio and your income plan is in place so you are not running out of money because people are living longer these days.
That's actually a very, very good point, which I think a lot of people overlook in terms of healthcare and how long we do live. Give Alfie a call today. He will show you how the right income plan will impact your retirement income so you can stay retired here in beautiful Southwest Florida. Call Alfie Townsend today, 561-1155. Again, that phone number, 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Be one of the next 10 callers and give Alfie a call and sit down with him for a meet and greet. He's doing this in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever office is more convenient for you. And there he will take a look at your current portfolio, your plan, and tell you if you're on the right road towards retirement. He's going to expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. He's going to make sure you're diversified and allocated properly. And he's going to answer the question you should be asking, will my income last? You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Let Coach Alfie Townsend take a look at what you have and make recommendations that are beneficial to you well into your retirement years. He also wants to invite you out because he has a couple of slots available for a Monday night dinner. That's this coming Monday, November 7th at 6:15 p.m. at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse in the beautiful Coconut Point Mall. And he's going to be talking about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. You're going to get a great steak dinner, but you're also going to get some great information with him and Craig Wolf. You know him from NBC2 News. He was the anchor there for many years. And they're going to be talking about topics about three steps you must take to ensure that your money lasts your lifetime. And Alfie talked about one of his clients, Robin Sharon, in the first half. If you did not have a chance to hear that, you always can go back on the Fox News channel online and listen to it over again. But he talked about the fact that Bob turned to him and said, Alfie, I worked and I made all my money already. I don't want to have to make it again. And that's really what you do for people, is that you tell them, you know, is this going to be enough to last? And that's important because people are emotional and people are fearful and people are scared that they don't have enough to make it. And why wouldn't they want to sit down with you? I mean, there's no obligation to them, right?
There's no obligation, John. You're right. They're going to come in, and does it make sense to come in and say, hey, Alfie, this is what I have. This is what I'm doing. Is my money going to last? Then I look at it. We analyze it with our sophisticated software. And our next meeting, I say, you know what? You have no worries. You're not going to run out of money. So you're going to be just fine. And then I say, now, how would you like this? Not to worry about running out of money, but having more money to leave as a legacy behind. So these are things that we want to look at. These are things that we want to do for you. And a lot of times, you know, with the fees that people are paying, unnecessary fees, you worked hard enough. You worked hard enough to be, you know, considered institutional investor, not a retail investor. And a lot of times, John, people come in and they're paying fees as a retail person, and they shouldn't be. They invested, they saved, And the main thing is that, hey, now I want to be treated properly. I want to be treated like an institutional investor, and that's what we do. We're institutional, and we're not, you know, with the big, big firms where, you know, we're told what to push. We're independent. We have access to any manager that we want, you know, that's available out there to us. And that's the important part. I want to end. This show has gone real fast. But, John, I want to end by, we're getting closer to the year. Sometimes people are afraid to take some of their gains, their capital gains, because they don't want to pay taxes on it. But, you know, it's all right sometimes to take money off the table if we're going to be making a change and putting it in a portfolio that's more efficient. Now, if it's IRA money, we don't have to worry about capital gains. But if you have a portfolio and it's vested and you have some capital gains, let me give you an example. Let's say you have a $500,000 portfolio and you have $100,000 of that that's in gains. And if you said, Alfie, okay, if I sell this to put it over there, it's going to cost me $15,000. Okay, well, think about this. $15,000 of your total portfolio represents 3%. So your portfolio can go up and down 3% in a 2 or 3 days.
Right.
In a bad day, it can do that. So don't worry yourself about capital gains. What you want to do is get a plan in place. John's been a great show, and I hope you know, you guys go out there and vote. This is important election. Go out there and vote, and we'll be talking about it the following week.
561-1155, folks, 561-1155. You want to treat your wealth like your health? Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to expose all the hidden fees there. He's going to make recommendations to you that are going to be prudent and beneficial to you well into your retirement years. If you're already retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Visit with Coach Townsend in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will tell you if you're on the right road towards retirement. He also wants to invite you out to the last dinner of the year. It's going to be this Monday evening, November 7th. At 6:15 p.m. at the beautiful Ruth Chris Steakhouse. You're going to get a great meal. But more than that, you're going to get great information because he does a workshop that's different than anybody else. He's not pushing products. He's going to talk about how the world affairs affect your financial affairs, how the presidential election, how ISIS, how OPEC and gold, all those things can have a positive or negative effect towards your current portfolio. And you need to be stress tested. You need to make sure that if the grid does go down, if things do happen, if we get into another war, how is that going to affect your portfolio? And he's going to talk about topics, three steps you must take to ensure that your money lasts your lifetime. He's going to talk about how to have financial confidence in these uncertain economic times. And he's going to talk about how to reduce your risk and not sacrifice your returns. 561-1155. See if you qualify for that. 561-1155. And if you can't make the dinner, you can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. As always, it's always a pleasure coming into your living room or your vehicle. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.